maravillose continuamur hoc tempus post Epiphaniam. We wondrously and miraculously continue this time after the Epiphany. And of course, the collect of today's Mass is very, very important to us. That's why it's important for you to have your missals and to read them along with me so that you know what's going on. You know, the Mass is not a theater. It is supposed to be something that you participate in fully. And so in the collect, it says, O Lord, grant that we may know what needs to be done, and then let us be able to do it. And that is the problem. Most people don't know anything. And it's very, very disconcerting to say the truth. But Jesus, again, we see the gospel that we had yesterday, since it is a feria, after Epiphany, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, how they all wondered at his marvelous speech and answers and his wisdom. And in the Latin, it says prudence, but it really means wisdom. Prudence is a very important virtue, nevertheless, but that is not what they were talking about. And of course, Jesus then tells his mother and Saint Joseph, his guardian, not his father, do you not know that I'm supposed to be about my father's business? And of course, this is what it's all about. And unfortunately, most people don't know that either, because they don't pray, they don't read the scriptures, they don't read the saints, the fathers of the church, very, very important things for the spiritual life. You should take the beginning of this year now, one father of the church, and even read one or two pages every day that he wrote, that we still have. Some of them are gone. They were magnificent, but they're gone. The Arabs and so forth burnt all their manuscripts. But in the meantime, of course, we continue today the Novena to Our Lady of From Succor, which is the 15th. In the meantime, I want to make a few short statements about yesterday. You almost lost me. My blood pressure went way down, my heartbeat went down, and then it went up and down, but it mostly was down, so much so that one of the nurses that was in my attendance had to give me 3 teaspoons of salt just to bring the blood pressure back to normal. And of course, that happened right after the sermon. And I am convinced that it was a demonic attack. I have no sickness, I have no virus, I have nothing of the sort. It was a demonic attack. The devil does not want us to succeed, does not want me to succeed. But he can't kill me, so he tortures me. And he does that just about every day, but not as bad. Yesterday was very, very bad. And of course, I give thanks to God for Dr. Messe and his wife and the nurses that were here, who are here today, and also in a very, very, in a very, very special way, I give thanks to the hero of the hour, who was Bradley. And of course, I don't want to get his head bigger because he wants to wear his hat. But he did exactly what he was supposed to do and when he was supposed to do it. And it was his actions that enabled me to, with very, very great difficulty, continue and finish the Mass. It was the worst and most horrible Mass I ever had in my life. And I've been sick before, but never, never like that. And of course, now I'm not well, but I am much better, because I'm weakened by that horrible experience. So I give thanks to God for all those who were there. And of course, we cannot undercut those who are mostly responsible, the Blessed Mother and our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Joseph. So to all of them, I give great thanks and wish many, many blessings. In the nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.